Hello and welcome to the Study Legal English podcast. I'm Louise and I want to say a big thank you to all the listeners who entered the New Year prize to win 1 year Podcast Pro membership. The competition was to send in a picture, a photo, with a quote about, or a caption, about what learning legal English means to you. And we had entrants coming in from around the world, from India to the USA. And I'm really pleased to announce the winner. The winner is a Chinese lawyer called Mr. Wei Zhao, who sent in a photo showing his lawyer's license to practice and a book about becoming a barrister with the caption, "I want to be a barrister in England and Wales." This was chosen as the winner because it shows that learning legal English can help listeners in their current work. Maybe you work as a lawyer and you use a little bit of legal English in your day-to-day work. And of course, it can help you in the future, in your work, in your goals, in your dreams for the future. Perhaps you want to really work in international law or in another jurisdiction. So when I contacted Mr. Wei Zhao about winning the prize, he gave a really lovely message. He said,
"Hello, my name is Wei Zhao. It's so honored for me to receive the Study Legal English New Year Prize. I am a Chinese lawyer, specializing in construction law and focus on energy and infrastructure sector. I have been practicing Chinese law for 10 years, but use little English in my daily work and life. For career development, I plan to study English and English law in recent years. My future aim is to become a barrister in England and Wales, and engaged in China-UK legal business in the future. Although I have been using the Study Legal English podcast just for 1 month, it soon caught me because it can not only teach English, but also can teach English law. The teacher, Louis, is a native English speaker with a background in law and education. She is very patient and has a variety of courses. For example, the interviews with foreign lawyers give me an insight into the foreign law. All this is very attractive and suitable for me. Thank you very much for giving me this prize. I wish Study Legal English podcast more and more successful."
So what a lovely comment from Mr. Wei Zhao, and I wish him all the success in pursuing his goal. Now, I know we've had quite a long break from new podcast episodes, new interviews and dialogues. Don't worry, new material is coming your way very soon. Don't forget that if you have any questions, for example, you're not sure how to use a particular word, maybe you don't know quite how to use a phrase in a contract, or you read a new legal English word and don't know exactly what it means, please get in touch. I'm happy to answer your questions and help you to understand legal English better. Of course, if you like the podcast, I'd love to hear your comments. It's always really lovely to hear from our listeners. You can get in touch by email, info@studylegalenglish.com. Of course, if there's something you don't like about the podcast, don't worry, you don't have to get in touch. No, I'm only joking. Of course, critical feedback is, of course, always valuable. I'm here to provide content for you, so let me know what you like, what you dislike, how the Study Legal English podcast can improve, and we'll try to respond. So thank you so much for listening, and see you next time.